Hi there, it's Carmel. Welcome to Lesson 2, Clearing the Noise. Clearing the noise in 2025 is so important, more important than I think we even realize. We're going to be talking about some life-changing things, clearing the noise, the energetic noise, the emotional noise, and the spiritual noise. All the static that drains your vibration without you even noticing that it's actually happening. And the truth is, you can't stay in a high frequency when your life is full of low frequency noise. So let's get into it. First of all, what is noise? What am I talking about? Well, noise is anything that pulls your energy down, anything that confuses your intuition, clutters your mind, and disconnects you from joy. Now, it doesn't always have to be loud, it doesn't always have to be dramatic. Sometimes it can be subtle and sneaky and almost invisible, if you will. Noise can come from other people. It can come from habits. It can come from patterns. It can come from your phone. God knows our phones are filled with noise. It can come from your thoughts. It can come from old stories that you keep repeating over and over of things that you haven't let go of. And it can come from environments that drain you the moment that you step into them. Noise is anything that forces your soul to whisper when you're meant to speak clearly. So there are three types of noise, and I'm going to break it down for you in three categories. There's energy noise. So this is emotional clutter, and often this comes from anger, from guilt, from jealousy, from comparison, it comes from old wounds, and it can come from other people's energy or your own. And you'll know that you're carrying this noise when you feel heavy, when you feel tired, when you feel irritated, or like you're responsible for feelings that aren't even yours, like you're trying to carry the weight of something or someone else. Then you have mental noise. So this is the looping, this is the overthinking, this is the constant inner dialogue that doesn't shut off. And it sounds like, what if? Sounds like, should I? Sounds like, what will they think? Your mind becomes a crowded room, and it's almost like you're trying to meditate in the middle of it, but you can't even get there. Then you have environmental noise. So this is the noise around you, your space, your atmosphere, and your routines. So this is a cluttered house, a cluttered inbox, a cluttered life, and that all equals a cluttered vibration. Spirit loves a clean, energetic container. When your environment is clear, your intuition becomes so much louder. So, where does the noise come from? Well, first of all, it comes from living in a world that demands our attention all day long. So, if you think about it, we have notifications, emails, pressure, people, opinions, expectations. We're constantly absorbing energy, even when we're not consciously aware of it. When you go look at your phone and it says you've got 621 emails that are not answered, that's noise. Your joy doesn't disappear, it just gets buried under layers of noise. And this is why clearing out that noise is so essential, so essential. Spirit needs you to detox, and you need to detox. So, how do you detox, and how do you know your vibration needs clearing? Well, the first thing is you feel drained after being around certain people. So, you walk out of a room and you're like, I'm just done. I'm done. My grandson did that the other day. He was out and he came home and he was like, Nanny, I'm just like done. I need to go to bed. When your creativity is gone, when your body feels tight or heavy or sore, when small things overwhelm you and you're like instantly 0 to 10, when your intuition feels quiet, like you can't hear it, when you keep snapping or shutting down, when you're just getting angry and frustrated and you don't know why. And when you can't hear spirit, God, higher power, the way you used to. If you have even said yes to one of those, this lesson is your reset point. This is where we're going to change things. So, how are you going to spiritually detox your vibration? It's so simple. You're going to go, what? Really? Yes. Let's clear the noise so you can return to joy. Here you go. Tool number one. You're going to do a 60-second breath reset. So I want you to take your hand on your chest and take four slow breaths. Take a slow breath in for 4 seconds. Hold for two. Exhale for six. Slow breath in for four. Hold for two, exhale for six. Do this four times. This signals your nervous system that you are safe, because joy can't exist without safety. So your body and your nervous system needs to know, we're breathing, we're safe. The next tool is the emotional sweep. Ask yourself, what am I holding that isn't mine? And then whatever comes up, a name, a situation, a feeling, I want you to visually imagine sweeping it off your body like dust. And see this like little broom sweeping away all that energetic dust. Your energy fields listen when you direct it. It listens to you. Then phone and people detox. Turn off your notifications for 24 hours. Not all of them, but just the unnecessary ones. Like, you don't need to know that Starbucks has a sale. I promise you, you don't. Step back from anyone whose energy feels like work. Joy rises when you create space for it, and you can't create space if your phone's constantly ding, da, ding, 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 and doors are knocking and things are ringing. Just step away from it. The next thing is creating a mantra, and I want you to say this out loud or in your mind. I release the noise. I return to myself. I return to joy. The most powerful clearings are the ones that are done with intention, not with perfection. So don't worry about how you said it or if you said it right. You have to have a mantra that releases you from the noise. Listen, I want to share something. There was a time when I was so overloaded, so overstimulated, and so energetically drained that I really felt like I'd never hear spirit again. I thought the spirit was gone. I thought, this is it. I'm not actually a medium anymore. I've checked out. But spirit wasn't gone. My noise was louder than the guidance I was receiving. And once I paused and I cleared my energy and I created this quiet, peaceful place, spirit came rushing back to me. Your clarity doesn't disappear. It just gets buried under everything you're carrying. And clearing that noise is how you're going to lift the veil for yourself. Your homework is for the next 24 hours, here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose one source of noise, a person, a habit, or a pattern. And I want you to step back from it even slightly. And I want you to replace that space with one tiny act of joy. So it can be music, it can be fresh air, it can be silence, a moment alone, something just for you. You don't need big changes. Just consistent, loving shifts. Joy is not something that you are ever meant to chase. It's something that you uncover. And clearing the noise is how you're going to find it again. Listen, you're doing amazing. You're learning to choose yourself, and your frequency is just naturally rising by doing that. I'll see you soon for lesson number 3.